Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Radio program called Milo's Internet Marketing. It's a program on TalkZone.com. And on our program today, we're going to look at ways that you can use words to make a profit on your website. The equation words equals money is all important for your success. And in our Ask Andy segment, we'll cover how to make your new printer default properly, what's the quickest way to disable the antivirus protection on your computer, a couple calls on this when people are installing a new program or sometimes downloading an upgrade. It says to disable your virus software. People are asking that. And then how to convert WAV files to MP3 files. So lots to cover today. I want you to remind you when you get a chance to take a look at milosinternetmarketing.com. I'd suggest you click on the button on the right side that says free stuff. And there's a couple of free things that you can get there. You can get the encyclopedia of free online advertising. You can get a book that talks about getting traffic to your website, a formula for doing that. And, of course, Andy's books on PC speed. So lots to get from the website, free or otherwise. There's a number of clubs you can belong to that will help you with whatever project you're doing on the Internet. So it's kind of a helpful tool to guide you on your way to success on your Internet business. That's milosinternetmarketing.com. Words can truly equal money. The two most important things for success in your internet marketing is to, one, build pages, and two, get links. Write those down. Everything today supports those two primary tasks that are what really make web publishers successful. Remind yourself often to build pages and get links. And both of those are plural. You can build one website, but it really is very helpful to build supporting websites. That's going to allow you to get more links and a higher rating in the search engines. And as you will see, words play an integral part of how much success you're going to enjoy. Put the right words on your pages, and you have a much greater chance of achieving success than if you simply put up any old words and try to do the best. The quality of words are directly proportionate to the level of success you can achieve. The quiz time. What are the two core principles? Build pages, get links. Okay, so let that sink in real deep, because in order to become really successful, you'll need to focus your efforts on those two tasks as often as you can. If you forget much of all the other stuff we've talked about over the weeks, just remember, build pages, get links. Today, it is not about creating art or changing public opinion. It's about making money. If that concept offends you and you don't believe it's possible, then tune in next week. But we're going to show you in clear and concise, simple language how anyone can start a web publishing empire, and simply by creating websites with real content that can earn you a healthy income. With commitment, this income can grow many times that a typical internet marketer may be stuck in over analysis paralysis mode. Hard for me to say and hard for you to do, because you do get stuck in the mud trying to do too many things and trying to make it perfect. You need to get started. We'll show you how to simply put this web publishing business, how it can be a success for you, and how it can make you spend your time the best way, the most profitable for you. The choice is yours. Move ahead now or wait till it's perfect, and then it may never get started. You will learn that sometimes, simply by doing, you can be far more successful than by over-planning or waiting and doing everything perfectly. Perfection is a noble goal, but in this business, the internet selling business, it's all about action. And I'll show you ways to take action to get the ball rolling for you. The momentum and the lessons you learn along the way will help shape you into a web success story. So there's a lot of things to feed as you go along. But again, the two important things to remember and not forget are to build pages and get links. my goal is to kind of get you to take some action. Don't just sit there. Really get your feet wet. All the planning and research in the world will not be nearly as advantageous as the real life lessons you learn by doing something and analyzing your own statistics, not somebody else's statistics, your statistics. I'll show you how by tracking your own performance and statistics from websites and pages you have published, it'll be the greatest factor in helping you become a success. Do you want to do this fast? Are you in a hurry? Are you hungry? Are you happy where you're at? If you're not motivated, you're in big trouble, because motivation is really the key to all of this. What we want to present today is to reveal personal strategies of using content such as articles to build websites that have real value and a great potential to learn and earn ad revenue from programs such as AdSense, Yahoo Publisher, Chiquita, as well as other affiliate programs and product sales. But we'll also deal with some of the misconceptions and concerns that people have that are preventing them from taking action. The overwhelming reason that causes many people to fail in trying to launch their own website empire is not getting started. The act of doing can overcome many, if not all, technical roadblocks. If there's one thing I want you to take away from today is there is no one perfect way to get started. There are simply too many ways to do this right. Why focus on what might go wrong? Instead, focus on might go right. And do something now is better than not doing anything for a long period of time. So if you can take these little ideas to heart, I think you'll have a tremendous advantage over all the other attempts to launch a career in internet marketing. You may get stuck in the planning stage infinite loop. A lot of people do. While planning does have its place, doing is what makes the money, not planning. So if you put up a website and it doesn't work as well as you want, you tweak it, you play around it, you're going to begin seeing more and more people come to your site. But if you just try to do it all on paper, you'll never know what works and what doesn't work. So you really have to get a plan of action and start. The big question, are you an internet marketer? Internet marketing, that's a broad topic. And what does it mean? Well, it really means an act of doing business on the internet with the intention of deriving profits from the results of people visiting sites, joining e-zines and mailing lists, joining free and paid services, membership sites, or any number of things. The profits could be from selling products, selling services, or collecting advertising revenue. Both or all, whatever fits yours. Say, I am an internet marketer, be proud of it. Are you a website publisher? Web publishing, which really fits this whole realm, is a more specialized type of internet marketing that focuses on building websites and pages that contain articles and press releases and information for the purposes of attracting visitors from search engines. In other words, you're selling a product on the market, something you're selling on the website. What you want to do is make some smaller sites out there with various keywords that bring people to your certain site, and then on that site they link to your main site. So you have not everybody having to go to your one site, but maybe your 3, 4, 5 different sites. Using articles and content on websites to get traffic and clicks is the art of web publishing. So you have a product to sell on a major website. Now you need other websites to direct to that. The secret to success as a web publisher for most is so simple it hurts. The words equal the money. Good words. The secret, it's really not that complicated. You can make it more complicated than you want, but it's really simple. Find good words and it'll help you make money. And where do you find those words? A lot of different places. When you put words on your web pages, they attract people. That means traffic to your websites. By the way, let's get one thing clear right now. From now, I will refer to both affiliate sale commissions and any other type of advertising that you might have, or maybe Google AdSense. Whatever it is that you have to get people to your site, you're going to build minor sites that direct people to your site. So back again, words equal money. It all starts with the words that are on the web pages. You do not want hundreds and hundreds of words. Too many words and people will not read. You need to have a few words, very quality words, words that fit your product very well. You could put a special offer on a web page and buy advertising to the traffic so people will see it. That's kind of old school, to buy traffic to get there. What you need to do is kind of research your keywords and find out exactly what you want to do. Web publishing is a process where you put words on your web pages with information about your product and then getting it listed in Google ranking or Yahoo or MSN, whatever works will all kind of fit together. While you can advertise, the primary intention is to rank high in traffic words. The right words, the key to all is putting the right words on your web pages. And there is really many ways of getting good traffic to your pages and then linked back to your main page. Again, we talked about getting the right words, the keywords. Your domain name is very important. If you have a keyword of dog collars, and you may want to put several other websites, large dog collars, small dog collars, and have a website for each one of those that give information about it, and then a link on there back to your main website. So you're getting a lot of different attention from different areas, not just one website and alone, let it stand alone, because that really doesn't work. You need to pull it in from many, many different areas to really make a profit. The right words equals money, and then links bring you the traffic. It's Google that really looks at all the information to see what are you doing, what's causing it to people to come to your website. Is it direct links or links from other websites? Google, as you well know, as we said many times, likes links from other websites. So if you have five other websites linking to your major website, you now have links to that. They're all your own links, but Google doesn't care. They're separate websites linking back to yours. So it's just a good way to get yourself ranked in Google, and that's what it's all about. Put the right words on your web pages, get links, make money. But it's as simple as you can make it. Don't try to make it too difficult for yourself. This approach is not the best for everyone, but it really is one that will make you get started and get you to make money quickly. The point is to get to work and to stop, try to figure everything out, focus on the positive, and start believing in what you can do. Sit down and do it. Put the one website up. A week later, put another minor website up. And then 2 weeks later, another website. And in a month, you'll have two or three, four websites, and you'll be surprised how many links back you will begin to get. When you boil things down, the core is simple, but life presents us with many obstacles and variables. The key, I believe, is not get caught up in all those variables and let them bring you down. Focus your energy on good. Focus your energy on the end results you want. Focus your goal and the success will come along. That doesn't mean you just sit and think about it. You've got to put that into action. Strive towards your goal of success and you'll define it and you will have it. Focus on the steps that make you come to that situation so you will begin to make a profit. A web publisher builds web pages with the intention of getting free search traffic to the web pages in the hopes that the visitors will take action, click an ad or buy web product or whatever. Web pages have words and content along with banners and contextual advertising such as Google AdSense. It really is a good way to do it. It's free to you, and it adds information on your subpages. So if you're selling dog collars, you put up a separate site, large dog collars, and that's where you put in some Google AdSense. In other words, it's very easy to do. Go to Google AdSense, and there's all kinds of steps and show you exactly how to do that. And what happens then is ads that are similar to yours are placed on that particular website, not your main website, but the other website. And so you have some ads on the left side or the right side or across the top, and then in the middle you have text about your product and a box that links back to your website. But in case people decide, oh, they don't want to go to your link, they might pick one of the other advertisements on the left or the right. So you've increased not only the possibility of getting another person backlinked to yours, plus Google realized, ooh, there's a backlink there, but you can also then Google is happy because you put AdSense banners or words or text ads on your site, and that makes Google happy. So they're going to, that's going to help you a little bit more in your ranking. And if they click on one of those ads, you're going to get a certain percentage, very small percentage, but a certain percentage of people purchase, go through that and purchase through your ad that was on your website. So it really is a good way. Google AdSense is a good way to add a lot of possibilities of a little extra income to, that will help really support your monthly hosting cost from a website. And so you put three or four of those in somewhere along the line on the internet that all link back to your main webpage, and you have 30, 40 Google ads, and the percentage of people who are going to click on them increase, plus the amount of backlinks are there for you, plus you have five pages linking back to your main page, which all have Google AdWords on. And really, that's going to make a lot of sense to Google, and it's going to help them list you a little higher in the search engine optimization. You really want yourself in the first 10. You could be the first five, that's even better. If you could be the first one, that's fine. The first one that's not a paid ad, I mean. But if you can, sometimes you get two or three, the number two, three, and five, or something like that. That really helps because people are going to click on a couple of those, and they won't know that two of those are actually go back to your website. But it just allows you to get more traffic to your site by having a few extra publisher websites. Your main ad, your main website, and then other internet sites that link back to that one. And each one can have a little bit different article or the same article. Each one can have different graphics or the same graphics. But again, you have four or five websites that link back to your original one. That really makes Google very happy because you got all these backlinks. If your visitors see the right ads again, they will take action. And you could also put a banner. You can get a Google banner, or you can go to a couple of sites that sell banners. So you put that banner on your site, and if they link on that, you get paid a small percentage. It's a small percentage, but as I said, it helps take care of some of the finances and things that you need to worry about. So when the visitor takes action, the web publisher gets a commission. In the case of Google, they'll collect the money from the advertiser and pay you a part of it. An affiliate program will also give you a certain site. And you can do the same thing. If you don't have a product, you make and you want to sell somebody's program as an affiliate person, you go to their website. You really like selling these kind of dog collars, but you can't. You don't want to stock them. You don't want to sell them. You don't want to have to mail them out. So you go and you see if this person has a affiliate program, which most do, where if you they purchase through your website, you get 40-50% of the take. And so you click up on an interest, find somebody who's going to do that for you, and you'll be surprised. You'll be able to make some money that way. And then all your extra little ads, all your extra websites, your three or four websites or five, would be great to get up to 10, but if you have four or five, that's a big plus factor. They'll give you more links and more ability to sell some of their products. And again, that's going to give you more money than the Google AdWords will give you a little bit, but selling an affiliate marketer's product, if you can't sell your own, then that's really going to help you make a profit and help you to be able to make a success in your internet business. So there's a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to think about. And we're going to cover some more of those today and next week. Next week, we're going to go in more about keywords and how to set up these small different sites that you might want to have up there that link back to your website. And again, it's that backlinking that helps Google more than anything. There's no way to pay Google to list you high. You can't do that. But you can semi-bribe them by having some separate sites with their ads on them. It's going to make them happy. You now have backlinks to your websites. That makes them happy. The thing is, when Google puts ads on your page, they change, sometimes hourly, daily, weekly. So what that's also doing is Google is updating your website for you. So you really don't have to go in there and change it every day or two. It's being updated. And, of course, every time your site is updated, Google is happy, and so it gives you a little better figure so you can rank higher. And again, Google is doing that work for you. Plus, they can pay you a little bit along with it. So a lot of things to look at for setting up a website and then publishing different ads to websites to embellish your website and to get links back to it. We got more about this. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.